Ours to Protect on iRadio.
Is climate change something that bothers you, but you feel like you could do more to help? Friends of the Earth could be just for you, as they're an environmental community that runs campaigns to make the world a better place. This week I chat to Deirdre Duff from Friends of the Earth. She starts off by telling us exactly what the organisation does.
So we're really a campaigning organisation that works for a world where both people and nature can thrive and flourish. So we care about climate justice, and we also really care about social justice. So we're kind of campaigning to demand action on social and environmental justice issues, kind of very much through a lens of the importance of human dignity and the respect for human rights. And with others, we're kind of seeking to tackle really the root causes of inequality and injustice and climate change, of course. And we really believe that people-powered collective action is what's needed to tackle climate change and all of these other issues that intersect with it. And I suppose another thing that would kind of guide us is we're very conscious that our current economic system, with this reliant on kind of endless economic growth on a finite planet, is fueling planetary destruction, but also massive inequality between rich and poor. So we're really kind of working to change that economic growth at all costs dogma that exists at the moment and which is doing so much harm.
And in what ways would you try and tackle this inequality?
So I suppose one of the key campaigns we're running at the moment that would really look at inequality is our work on energy poverty. So we're looking at the fact that as a country, Ireland is using way too much energy than we should be, and we're contributing to climate change because of that. But at the same time, there are many ordinary people who are struggling to heat their homes. And as we move into the autumn and winter, like, this will become really apparent again. There's a real injustice and inequality there. And in particular, we're kind of campaigning for things like making sure that, well, first of all, that we start rolling out things that will get people off our dependence on fossil fuels, because not only are they really climate damaging, but they're also expensive, their prices is volatile, they're polluting, they're damaging our health, and they're just often unaffordable. So we're working towards, for example, getting households needing fossil fuels no more. So things like retrofitting homes to make them warm and cozy and healthy without reliant on fossil fuels, putting things like insulation in, heat pumps in, getting solar panels on roofs and so on. And not only do we need to do that across Ireland's houses, but we need to make sure that people who are in energy poverty or at risk of energy poverty and really having a hard time struggling to keep themselves warm, you know, having to choose between heating and eating, that those people are the first to get this retrofitting program, you know, and that they're provided with the financial support and the practical support to make that possible, so that we're making people's lives better and addressing the climate crisis at the same time. And we're kind of conscious that richer people could afford to maybe retrofit homes off their own back. And we don't want to get to a situation where those who can afford it kind of get away from, you know, being locked into fossil fuels, but the poorest are left behind. We want to kind of do it the other way around.
Yeah, retrofitting is a way of living more comfortable as well. And I know the government offered those grants, but unfortunately, you have to fork out yourself before you get that money back. So Friends of the Earth, I'm sure you kind of step in to give people who are struggling with energy poverty a helping hand.
Yeah, well, very much kind of trying to get that policy change so that the government policy is that people who are struggling to heat their homes, will get that support, financial support, and not have to fork out themselves. And also the practical support of kind of wading through grants and how do you actually, you know, do this. And in particular, say, making sure the social housing as it's being built is automatically, you know, built a really high energy efficiency standard, and that there's solar panels there, that there's heat pumps there. And I suppose just to say that we'll be running a series of online workshops and webinars on energy poverty in September. So people might be interested in joining them. They're open to the public. So they'll be taking place on the 4th and the 11th of September. And we'll have information on our website soon about that. So if people go to friendsoftheearth.ie and look at our events page, they'll be up shortly.
You can check out more on Friends of the Earth, Twitter at FOE Ireland. And to listen back to this episode of Ours to Protect, head over to iradio.ie/Ours to Protect.
Brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commission. them on with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.